弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
刚刚唱诗唱到一半的时候，突然那个歌词在我里面成为我自己的问题。
The hymn, while we were singing the hymn, suddenly the lyrics became a question to myself.
到底什么东西是我们这一生里面最重要的事情？
So what is the most important thing in our life?
弟兄姊妹，刚才诗歌的歌词告诉我们哪些事情是这个作诗的人他最大的事。
So the hymn just tells us, what are the most important things for the hymnist.
他提了三件事情，大家记不记得？第一件是什么？
Do you remember?
认识神，第二件是
to know God,
爱神，第三件是
is to serve God,
侍奉神。那弟兄姊妹，我们花十秒钟。
Let's spend 10 seconds.
你回答一下，不要标准答案哈，要真正的答案。
Let's ask ourselves.Not to give standard good questions.
什么东西是我们这一生里面最大的事？
So what is the greatest thing in our life?
它不光是 in our life, 是 in my whole life.
In my entire life.
到底在我整个一生里面最重要的一件事情是什么？
What is the most important thing in my entire life?
那弟兄姊妹，这件问题如果我们不解决，
If we do not resolve this question,
你就发现我们整个的人生不是不如果不是失迷的话，我们就是在追求一些次好次要的事情。
Then our life will either be lost or we're pursuing the second best.
因为我们的价值观念就会根据这个世界塑造所给我们的。
Because our value system will be molded by this world.
我们就会认为有钱可能就是我的目标。
We may think wealth it will be my goal.
可能我们认为有权，我们当到了什么主席，那就是我们这一生的目标。
Or power be my goal.
啊，弟兄姊妹，或者我们觉得我有一个家，生了一窝的孩子，这就是我的目标。
Or a family with many children will be my goal.
但是弟兄姊妹，到底什么东西是我这个人被造了这一生里面最大的事情？
But what is the greatest purpose for my creation?
啊，作者讲的三件事情有点矛盾哈。
The author said three things they seem to be conflicting to each other.
因为他说 the greatest things, 而且是单数，那应该只有一件呢。
Because he mentioned that the greatest thing, this is singular, yet he mentioned three.
他怎么一下子您去唱了三节呢？那不是最大的三件事吗？
And yet he listed three. Shouldn't he say the three greatest things?
你们 worship team 都没有这个感觉吗？
You didn't ask this question, the worship team.
我们教会的 worship team 太属灵了。
Oh, they're very spiritual.
这三件事情真的就是一件事情。
Because all these three things refer to one.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真正是神，
If we really know God,
我们一定爱他。
We will love him.
当我们真爱他的时候，
If we love him truly,
我们一定愿意顺服他。
We will want to obey him.
我们愿意把我们这一生都放在他的身上，我们来侍奉他。
We want to commit our life to him and serve him.
心思影响我们的情感，情感影响我们的意志。
Because our mind affects our emotion, and our emotion affects our will.
当你真正认识一件东西很好的时候，它会激发你的情感，想要得着它。
If you recognize something is really good, that will inspire your emotion and feeling to want to get it.
当你的情感真正爱一样事情、一个人的时候，你愿意花代价。它会影响你的意志，也影响你做决定。
If you devote all your affection to a person or something, that will affect your decision and will.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果神真的在我们生命的里面成为最重要的，
If God truly is the most important thing in our life,
这是一个最有福的人生。
And this will be the most blessed life.
啊，今天我们要继续回到我前一阵子的一个系列。
We'll go back to a series that I started long ago. A while ago.
我讲的上题叫做信心与敬虔的生活。
I talk about the first part, faith and godly life.
这时间太快了，我还没讲完。
And then I didn't finish that topic.
但是因为这个题目太重要。
Yet this topic is so important.
所以我今天来还债，把上一次没讲的讲完。
So today I want to finish the rest of it.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们如果真正是神，
If we really know God,
我们一定会过一个敬虔的生活。
We will live a godly life.
我以前有一个同事，我跟他传福音。
I had a coworker that I tried to preach gospel to him.
那福音很难进去的原因是因为他实在是一个太好的人。
The reason that it was hard for him to receive gospel because he was too good.
你看他那副长相，你就知道这是一个正直的人，很老实。
If you look at him, you will know this is a righteous man.
那很像我们山东老乡啊。他就是一副 很正直的一个人，他真的就是很实在的一个人。
He just looks someone whom you can trust.
所以我跟他传福音的时候，他会觉得他没有需要。
So when I preached gospel to him, he did not feel he had a need.
但是有一天他讲了一句话很摸着我。
But one day he said something that really touched me.
他说如果有一天我真信神的话。
He says if one day I really believe in the Lord.
他说宇宏杰，我决定会和你一样，我会愿意放下一切。 放下我的工作来侍奉他。
He says, "Brother, you, I'll be like you. I will lay down my career and serve him."
如果他真的是一位神，他本来就是我们应该这样子来侍奉他的。
If he's the real God, then he deserves our full devotion to serve him.
哎，弟兄姊妹，这是出自一个福音朋友的话。
And this is from someone who is a gospel friend.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们真认识神
，If we really know God,
我决定相信这个认识会改变我们这一生。
I believe this knowledge will change our life.
一个真实的信心一定会将今生和永世密切的连接起来。
Because a true faith will connect this life with the eternity.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
That's why Paul tells us that we shall live by faith, not by sight.
因为我们的众人有一天都要在基督的台前显露出来。
Because one day we must all appear before the judgment seat of God.
个人照着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
And each one may receive what's due him for the things done in the body, whether good or bad.
所以弟兄姊妹，真实的信心一定会让我们动着敬畏的心过我们在世寄居的日子。
The true faith will inspire our fear for God to live a godly life.
我们虽然眼睛一样是借着这些看得见摸得着的事情，
Even though we're still seeing these things that are tangible and visible，
但是我们却在追求那个看不见能够存留到永远的事。
But yet we are pursuing something that's invisible and that will last to eternity。
同样的，真实的信心呢，它一定会帮助我们在主人面前过一个敬虔的生活。
And true faith will lead us to live a godly life。
那我想我今天不再去多讲我上一次的，我只是用两分钟复习一下。
I will not elaborate what I told before, but I'll just give some review.
那什么叫敬虔呢？
So what is godliness?
那中文的敬虔这两个字本身就已经讲了很多了啊。
The godliness is translated into Chinese 敬虔 It's made up of two Chinese characters.
敬说到敬畏，说到我们尊敬他。
The first character means reverence to honor.
那虔说到虔诚。
And the second Chinese character is devotion, devout.
那英文的虔，英文的敬虔呢就很简单，叫做 godly。
In English, it's very easy. It's just godliness.
就是像神啊。
Just to be like God.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们真正敬虔的时候
，If we really live a godly life,
一个真实敬虔的生活，它一定是一个像神的生活。
A godly life will be a life that looks like God.
啊，他在主的面前，他对神的态度。
The attitude toward God.
他跟神的关系。
The relationship with God.
还有他向神的旨意的一个回应啊，他
his response to God's will，
这都讲到我们里面敬虔的实际
，will reveal the reality of our godliness。
所以保罗讲到敬虔的时候，他说到两件很重要的事。
So when Paul talks about godliness, he mentioned two aspects。
第一个要逃避一切不敬虔的事情。
First, we must flee from all ungodliness。
任何东西会伤害我们跟神的关系。
Anything that will hurt our relationship with God。
任何东西会影响我们在永世里面的结局的。
Anything that will affect our end in the eternity.
他说你们要逃避一切不敬虔的事。
Paul says, flee from all these.
我想我在纲要上我还是把经文列出来的，虽然这是我们上次讲过的。
I listed the Bible verses in the outline.
好，这里说到你要逃避。
That flee from this.
你要远避。
And to flee.
你要躲开。
Run away from them.
他讲了这么多逃逃逃躲躲躲。
To escape, to run away.
所以有些人他说我们要逃开来的。
There's some people you ought to run away from.
有些 conversation, 有些谈话他说你要躲开来的。
There's some chatters and conversation you must flee from.
你要远避他的。
Stay away from them.
有一些事情他说你根本就是要逃开来的。
Some things that you should have nothing to do with.
弟兄姊妹不要以为自己这个什么。百毒不入啊
！Don't be overconfident that you are.
认为说我没有问题，靠着那我在我里面的，我凡事能够得胜啊
！Don't be overconfident thinking that you can be victorious in all situations.
而让自己随便进到充满了试探、充满了不敬虔的环境里面。
So that you casually lead yourself into temptation.
保罗都还没这么属灵。
Even Paul was not this spiritual.
保罗都劝我们要逃啊！
But Paul exhorts us to flee.
所以很多人、很多环境我们要逃。
So there are many environments we should stay away.
我听到有些美国弟兄他单独出差住旅馆的时候他先叫人进去把电视给 拆掉他才住进去、
I heard some American brothers when they go check in hotels on their business trips they will ask the hotel to take away the TV first before they go into the room
因为他自己认识他自己的软弱他一个人独处的时候他会出事
because he knows his weakness and he knows that he will fall when he's alone
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，有时候我们太大意，我们认为没有问题。
A lot of times we're too careless. We think we'll be okay.
就连有些谈话，我们都要逃避。
Even some conversations we should stay away from.
在这个地上充满了有一些人有一些本事，就是破坏你跟主的关系。
Because there's some people who have the ability just to destroy your relationship with God.
你跟他谈完一番话以后，你就不想爱主了。
After you talk with them and you don't want to love God anymore.
你不想聚会了。
And you don't want to come to meeting anymore.
你失去了对主的渴慕了。
And you lose your longing to God.
你被世界吸引了。
Or you're being tempted, attracted by the world. 所以
保罗劝我们要逃避，要远避，要躲开。
So Paul tells us to flee from, to stay away, have nothing to do with them.
弟兄姊妹要检查自己的环境。
Examine your circumstances.
要检查自己的思想的通路。
And examine your thoughts.And thinking.
不要以为我们信主久了就没有问题。
Don't think that you've been Christian for a while, then you will be okay.
弟兄姊妹啊，仇敌像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
Because the enemy is like a roaring lion, crawling around the world.
要寻找可以吞吃的。
Looking for someone to devour.
我们这个人什么时候有空隙？弟兄姊妹也许不见得知道，仇敌一定知道了。
Whenever we have we leave a ground, the enemy will know.
他一定来影响我们跟神的关系。
He will come to destroy our relationship with God.
他一定来伤害我们属灵的生命。
He will hurt our spiritual life.
而当我们属灵的生命受到伤害，跟神的关系被破坏的时候，
When our spiritual life is destroyed or being affected and damaged,
我们外面不是犯罪，我们就是做出一些伤害人的人这个言行。
Either we'll commit a sin or we'll hurt some people.
所以要逃避。
So flee.
而在积极方面，保罗劝我们要追求敬虔。
And in the positive aspect, Paul tells us to pursue godliness.
我们还是读一节关键的经文，提摩太前书四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter
4. 七到十一节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8.
里面有圣经，我念给你听。提摩太前书第四章七节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来世的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在这里讲到敬虔需要操练。
So here it says, you need to train yourself to be godly.
弟兄姊妹，地上没有一个技艺是不需要操练的。
There's nothing, that,we can acquire without training.
连最简单的骑脚踏车都需要操练，对不对？
There's no skill that we can acquire without training, even like riding a bike.
那更不要说你是要唱歌，或是你要去参加奥林匹克比赛，或是你要游泳，或是什么，你任何东西都需要操练。
Let alone if you want to participate in sports, any kind of skills of sports, you need training.
我上次举例子，我说我从小就羡慕别人会乐器啊。
As I said to you, I always admire people who can play music instruments.
每次看你们弹得那么过瘾，我的牙都痒痒的。
I always admire you when I see you play instruments.
我从小就很羡慕会一个乐器可以去表达，去发泄我里面的感情。
I always wish that I could play some instrument to express my emotion and feeling.
可是你不可能在乐器的事情上心想事成。
But it's impossible. I just acquire some skill as I think about it.
我上次讲到了一个已经94岁的世界上有名的小提琴家，他一天还练六个小时。
I mentioned to you there was a world-renowned violinist. Even at the age of 94, he still practiced 6 hours a day.
人家问他，你为什么这么样辛苦？
Some people ask, why you work so hard?
他说，因为我现在还在进步中。
Because he says, I'm still making improvement.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是一个一不断操练的人。
And this is a person who is always in training.
而圣经上保罗告诉我们，有一件最重要的事情，有今生和来世的应许。
Yet Paul tells us that this is something very important because it holds promises for both present life and the life to come.
他说这句话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，你一定要注意这件事情。
And this statement is trustworthy.You ought to pay attention to.
这是什么呢？
What is it?
要在敬虔上操练自己。
That you should train yourself to be godly.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们不仅仅要逃避那些不敬虔的事。
So that not only we should flee from all ungodliness.
在敬虔的事情上我们需要操练。
But then we have to train ourselves to be godly.
好啊，我要赶快讲下半段了。我今天提五件很重要的敬虔的事。
I listed 5 things that we need to train ourselves to be godly.
每一件事情我至少可以讲五堂到十堂的。
But everything I can talk 5 to 10 sermons.
所以我要把25堂集中在只有半小时了。
So I will condense 25 sermons into one.
所以你知道我不重在我们怎么做，而是重在信心在近前的事情上怎么样子配合。
So I will not focus on how to, but on how we train ourselves to be godly.
那希伯来书第四章第二节讲了一个关键的话。
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, it points out some key points.
他说很多的时候我们在这里听到。
It says many times we hear a message.
但是听见的道对我们自己没有用处。
But the message that we hear will not benefit us.
就跟在座的弟兄姊妹一个礼拜一个礼拜听我讲道哈。
As if we come to church week after week.
但是我跟你说，我们生命的改变跟我们所讲过的道是差很远的。
But the magnitude of the change in our life cannot be compared to the sermons we have heard.
啊，我们在各地，尤其在中国，很多弟兄姊妹都说，我们都需要很多的材料。啊，于老师，你可不可以送我们一些材料
？As we go to other churches or in mainland China, a lot of people reflect to us.Say that we need a lot of materials. Can you provide us a lot of materials?
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说我们今天神儿女们需要的不是更多的材料，更多的讲章。
But I always tell them what we really need is not more resources or more sermons or messages.
圣经上说不要光听到，要行道。
Because the Bible tells us not to be only the hearers of the words, but the doers.
我跟弟兄姊妹保证哈
，I guarantee you.
我们在这里讲一年的信息
，I can preach you.For a year.
够我们一辈子活不完。
And those messages will be sufficient for us to practice for the rest of our life.
那我这句话是对一些很爱主的人说的。
And this is for those who love the Lord.
那原谅我再说一点哈，一个月就够了。
Or, excuse me for saying this, even the messages that we preach for a month will be enough.
如果你们不嫌我狂的话哈。一句话就够了。
Or even one statement.
你相不相信加拉太书二章二十节？现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
For instance, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says, "It is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me."
如果我们用信心调和这句话的话
，If we combine this message with faith,
弟兄姊妹，我们整个人生不一样了。
Then our life will be totally different.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
It is no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，我们要盯住光啊。
We have to focus on the light.
如果我们真的把每一句话当作从神来的话，我们宝贝，我们用信心来调和，我们整个人生不一样。
If we cherish every word from God and combine it with faith, our life will be totally different.
啊，我们所有的失败，所有的软弱，通通都出在这一节的问题上。
This is the reason for all our failures and weaknesses.
你为什么会有劳苦愁烦
？Why do you have worries？
你为什么有胜不过的罪恶
？Why is there sin that you cannot overcome？
我们为什么不快乐
？Why is that we're not happy？
我们为什么信了耶稣，我们还这么软弱
？Why is that we are Christians and yet we're still so weak？
弟兄姊妹，要所有的东西你都可以集中到这一节上来。
And this verse can answer all these questions.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天问题不在于说我们要听什么新鲜的道。
So, what we really need is not the messages.
今天的关键在于我们有没有用信心来调和我们所已经听见的。
But yet, if we combine faith with the messages that we hear.
然后我们在近前上面我们来操练自己。
Then we practice and train ourselves in godliness.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣从来没有留下一手不传给他的徒弟的。
Jesus never left any skills or message that he did not pass on to his disciples.
啊，地上的中医啦，这些武功的师傅啦，常常留一手啊。
And yet the great masters of the world, either in medicine or martial arts, they often would keep something for themselves without passing on to their disciples.
现在这种背叛的弟子太多了。
Because nowadays there are many disciples, followers that might rebel against you.
啊，这个中药另外去开一个中医店啊，另外开一个是这个武功馆。
They might have their own stores or their own schools.
所以我们总要留一手。
So the great masters often try to reserve some skills for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣把他一切都给我们。
But yet, Lord Jesus gave us all.
以弗所书说，天上各样属灵的福气都在基督里面给我们。
In the book of Ephesians, it says all the spiritual blessings in heaven has been given to us.
啊，哥罗西书第二章讲到所积蓄的一切这个智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
And then the book of Colossians says all wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ Jesus.
接着说。到神本性一切的丰富都在基督里面
the,
我们在他里面也得着了
and all the fullness of Godly, the Godhead is in him and we have obtained it all
所以我们要来操练
so we ought to practice and train
而关键在于要用信心来调和这一切的事
the key point is to combine it with faith
那么信心在这几件近前的事情上怎么应用呢
so how do we exercise our faith in these areas. So because the time constraint, I will focus on one point.
就是信心在这一切进前的事情上，我们在那个对象上面，我们的确定。
That we have to lock in, we have to identify and lock in the object of our faith.
不是，换句话说，我们必须在这一切进前的事情上跟神发生关系。
In other words, while training ourselves in all this godliness, we have to be connected with God.
基督教跟所有宗教最大的不同。
And that's the greatest difference between Christianity and all other worldly religions.
就是在于我们所信的神。 是一个真实又真又活的神
That the God we believe is a real, true, living God
祂不是一些做人的道理
So the religion is not doctrines
祂不是一个心灵的寄托而已
Or it's some mental
祂是一个又真又活的神
Yet He is a real and living God
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是一切属灵敬虔生活的核心跟根基
And this is the nucleus and the foundation of all our godliness practice
第一件事情我们讲读经
So first, regarding reading the scripture
上次我们已经讲过了圣经我们读圣经最重要的两件事情
The most two important things while reading the scripture
第一件事情我们要遇见那位说话的神
First is to meet God who speaks through the scripture
弟兄姊妹神既然是一个又真又活的神
God is a real God, living God
而他告诉我们圣经就是他自己亲自吹过气的
And he says he has breathed through this scripture
所以他不是人所写出来的
So this book is not written merely by hands of man
或许应该更准确地说 不是人凭着自己的意思写出来的
It was not out of the thoughts of man only
而是圣灵感动人 叫人写出神的话来
It was inspired by the Holy Spirit and written by man
所以圣经不是神话 是神的话
So these are the words of God not myths
而圣经里面所讲的神 仍然是一位说话的神
And the God that's in the scripture is still the God that speaks to us today
更感谢神的是这位说话的神今天仍旧要对我们说话
And he's still speaking to us today
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们打开圣经的时候千万不要以为只是我打开一本圣经啊
So as we open the Bible don't just think we're opening a book
台湾来的是直条的中国来的是横条的
And then we pay attention to the printing format
弟兄姊妹啊你不管打开哪一本圣经
No matter which Bible you open
我们里面一定要有一个最单纯的信心 知道这是神的话
That's to have a most pure faith realizing that these are the words of God. And in faith, we believe that today He will still speak to us through the scripture.
我们每天看这么多 email,
As we read so many emails a day.
我们到东岸去了四五天回来，我快600个 email 在我的信箱里面。
As I came back from my East Coast trip, I have about 600 emails in my inbox.
我第一件事情不是看，我第一件事情是 delete
啊。The first thing to do is to delete them.
我先去掉了几乎300个，剩下的才开始慢慢很快的看一下。And
I got rid of 300 first, and then I skimmed them through.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到神每一天都有话要给我们？But
yet, have you thought about God has some words for us every day?
读经第一件事情。So
the first thing while we're reading the Bible.
我们学习借着读圣经，我们来遇见说话的神。
So reading the Bible, let's meet God who speaks to us.
我们预备好要来听神借着我今天读的圣经来对我说话。Let's
prepare ourselves so that we will hear the words He will speak to us through the reading assignment today.
这个不是一厢情愿，这不是心理作用。This
is not just something psychological.
这是神给我们的应许。This
is the promise of God.
以赛亚书55章告诉我们，你们当就近我来。 设耳而听就必得活
Isaiah chapter 55 says You come near me and incline your ears and hear my words and you will be saved
每次别人问我怎么读圣经的时候我就告诉他以赛亚书55章第三节
So every time when someone asks me how to read the scripture I'll tell them Isaiah chapter 55 verse 3
我说这是读经最好的方法
And this is the best method to read the scripture
就近我来
Come to me,
侧耳而听,
incline your ears,
你就必得活,
you will live.
哎呀,弟兄姊妹,读圣经一定要到神的面前去读。
We have to come before God when we read the Bible.
你整个读经的生活会变得非常有意义,非常的吸引你的。
Then our scripture reading will be very significant and very enjoyable.
但是今天很可惜的就是神儿女们读经的时候是在尽一个义务。
But unfortunately, a lot of us seems to be just fulfilling an obligation when we read the scripture.
或是为了礼拜五要预备带聚会。
Or it's for the Bible study on Friday.
所以我常常跟带查经的弟兄姊妹, oh, by the way, 我们下个礼拜 是小组训练，就是怎么带小组查经。
By the way, next Sunday afternoon we'll have a training on how to lead small groups Bible study.
我想从前参加过这个训练聚会的都记得我们特别强调的一件事。
If you have attended this meeting before, you probably will remember our emphasis.
在你预备带聚会之前,
before you lead the Bible study,
你第一件事情要忘掉你这礼拜是要带聚会啊。
You have, the first thing you have to do is to forget that you have to lead Bible study.
你不是为了带聚会而来读圣经。
You don't study the Bible because you have to lead Bible study.
你是为了要遇见神, 要让神对你说话而来读圣经。
You study the Bible because you want to meet God and have God speak to you.
要让神先对我说话, 我才可能在聚会中把一个新鲜活泼的马拉
Unless God speak to me personally first, I will not have fresh manna to present it in the Bible study group. The second most important thing while reading the Bible, that the words of God will change our life and change our lifestyle too. And this is something I mentioned last time. Second area, prayer.
弟兄姊妹,祷告是整个神儿女们敬虔生活中最不可以少的一件事情。
And this is one thing that cannot be missing in our spiritual life.
Okay, 再考考大家,免得你们累了。 我们对祷告下的定义是什么?
What is our definition for prayer?
那你记不得我的,没关系,你讲你的。
What's the definition of prayer?
你觉得什么叫祷告?
What is prayer to you?
James. 跟神有交通,很好,很好。
Fellowship with God.
这边还有一位James。 这个静瑜。 跟神往来。 好。 还有没有? 这边还有一位James,菲明。 把神的心意向神诉说，我这很高干。
To tell God, God's will.
我们中间还有没有叫James的？
Any other James here?
James，你们讲很多祷告，对，这边有一个James，怎么四个都坐前面？钟明，他好聪明，他记得我说的那个定义，我讲什么就是他的答案啊。弟兄姊妹，刚刚这几个James的回答都很好哈。什么叫做祷告呢？
So what is prayer?
就是讲到人和神在圣灵中的相会与相交。It's
a meeting of God, meeting and fellowship of God and man in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做祷告？ 就是人和神在圣灵里面相会，然后相交。
It's a meeting and fellowship between man and God in the Holy Spirit.
这个交当然包括在灵里面，包括在神旨意，像刚刚培明弟兄讲的，把神的旨意，我们在这里交通。This
definitely includes fellowshipping with God about His will and plan.
所以祷告一样，跟读经一样，第一件重要的事。
So like reading the scripture, the most important thing about prayer is to meet God in prayer.
但是弟兄姊妹,我想问一个大家一个问题,你不用举手回答我。
I'll ask you a question.
就是在我们个人所谓的祷告里面,
in our personal prayers,
你自己觉得你常常碰着主的有多少?
How often do you meet God?
因为很多的时候在我们祷告里面的时候,我们是在这里诉说一些事情。
A lot of times when we pray, we're just mentioning something.
或是我们在这里有一些所谓的属灵的思想。
Or we have some so-called spiritual thoughts.
我们默想一些神家的事,或是我们想到一些人的需要。
We meditate on the needs of the church, or needs of some brothers and sisters.
或我们默想一些经文。
Or some scriptures.
甚至连我们开口了, 我们都不见得是直接向神而去。
That even if we open our mouth, our words are not directed to God.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有这样子的感觉。
Do you have this feeling or experience?
就连很多时候波饼明明是在主面前，我说我波饼完，我祷告完，我坐下来的时候，哎，有时候我会拍自己一下大腿，你刚才在讲什么？
Just like sometimes after prayer, breaking a bread meeting, I will really blame myself. What did you just pray now?
我们就是很习惯的 make a prayer, 做个祷告。
Out of habit, we make a prayer.
但是信心在敬虔中最关键的一件事情，它是把我们带到神的面前。
But then, the most critical thing, in practicing godliness is to bring us to God by faith.
我以祷告来到什么？你面前，对不对？我们很喜欢唱的歌，我是用祷告来到神面前。
In prayer, I come before God.
所以祷告第一件重要的事情，信心。给我们带进去的就是带到神的面前。
So the most important thing is that by faith we are led to God.
我们的诗歌里面讲到说，祷告之时，甘甜之时，每次相逢，为我心思。
Because the sweet hour of prayer is the sweet hour of meeting God.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要在敬虔上操练自己，请大家不要忘记这件事，好不好
？Please do not forget this while we train ourselves to be godly.
那既然祷告是我们生活里面几乎每天都做的事
，Since we pray every day,
我们要不要来操练一件事
？Let's practice one thing.
就是学习在祷告中，我们来到神的面前。
Let's learn to come before God when we pray.
学习在祷告的时候，我是在向神祷告。
When we pray, we're praying to God.
如果在一个聚会的里面，在波饼的里面，我们突然发现我们人出去了。
So if we realize that our mind started to wander around,
我们这个人不在神面前了。
That we're no longer standing before God's presence.
我们马上提醒自己。
Let's remind ourselves immediately.
就像你在那里操练丢篮球。
Just like while you are practicing shooting the basket.
你没有丢进去。再来一次。
If you miss it, try it again.
就再 try.
And try it again.
弟兄姊妹，这叫操练。
And this is to train.
那我们不能够 let go, 就这样下去了。
We can't just let go of ourselves and let it continue.
不然的话，我们祷告的生命和生活，祷告的品质一直不会进步的。
Otherwise, the of our prayer life and the quality of our lives will not improve.
所以信心在敬虔中第一件事情就是都把我们带到神的面前。
So when we practice and train ourselves to be godly, we have to come before God.
而信心在祷告中第二件重要的事情。
The secondthing that faith has to do in prayer.
就是相信我祷告完以后一定有事情发生。
Is to believe after I pray something will happen.
那有的事情是直接发生的。
Some things will happen immediately.
好，我刚才唱的那首诗歌，他说我们祷告完的时候就摇动神的手，对不对
？The hymn that I just sang to you that when we pray we're moving the hands of God.
那他说大山被挪移，道路被修平，列国归向你。啊，我们很少祷告一下子有这么大的果效的。
And then the hymn says, then the mountains will be removed.And the pathway be leveled, and the nations will turn to you.
那不然你的老板早就被 fire 了，对不对
？But we hardly see such effects, right? Otherwise, our managers will be removed.
啊，那个老板天天找我麻烦，主啊，把他挪开。
Then they say, "Oh, my boss is giving me a trouble. Please remove him."
那弟兄姊妹，祷告一定有事情发生。
But we have to believe something will happen.
有些事情立刻发生。
Some things will happen immediately.
有些事情是在看不见的境界里面已经在发生。
Some things already happen in the invisible realm.
只是外表完全没有动静。
But it's not shown yet in our circumstances.
就跟耶利哥城一模一样。
Just like attacking the city of Jericho.
从前面几天的绕城。一块石头都没下来啊
Nothing changed the first couple of days of circling around the city.
但是看不见的境界里面，属灵的得胜力量一直在累积的。
But in the invisible realm, the spiritual power is accumulating daily.
每一天都靠近了应许的实现。
So every single day is one step closer to victory and promise.
那有的时候的事情的发生是在我们里面发生。
Sometimes the things happen within us.
因为我们祷告不合神的心意。
Because our prayer is notof God's will.
我们的动机不单纯。
And then our motivation is not right.
圣灵在我们里面改变我们。
And the Holy Spirit will change us from within.
圣灵在我们里面提升我们。
And the Holy Spirit will lift us up.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个真实出于信心的祷告，一定有事情发生。
So a prayer out of true faith will cause something to happen.
哎呀，我们的神是听祷告的神。
Our God listens to our prayers.
所以信心叫我们会停不住，我们会忍不住要来祷告。
With faith, we cannot.Stop praying.
不仅仅让我们到神的面前，借着信心来到神的面前。
Not only that, by faith we come before God.
让我们知道我们口里面信心所出的每一个祷告 ，something will happen.
And knowing that every prayer out of our mouth with faith will cause something to happen.
所以弟兄姊妹在敬虔上要来操练自己。
So let's train ourselves in godliness.
所以最重要的信心的调和就是借着祷告来到神的面前。
And then through prayer in faith come before God.
你要昨天教宗 去世了。
Yesterday the Pope passed away.
那前天晚上70,000人守在他的这个住的外面守夜为他祷告。
The night before, 70,000 people gathered around his place to pray for him.
那昨天晚上100,000人拥挤在那里。
And last night, about 100,000 people.
那弟兄姊妹，在他们心里面来说，这是一个太重要的人。
In their heart, he's someone very important.
但是哪里比得上我们所信的主呢？
How can he even compare to the Lord we believe?
好，当我们真知道我们祷告是直接来到施恩座，来到坐宝座的神面前。
If we know that when we pray, we come before God, come before His throne of grace.
而且我们祷告，神就做事。弟兄姊妹，我们不能不祷告。
And when we pray, He will do something, so we cannot stop praying.
我听说这个回教有一个教导，他们说你到麦加去朝圣一次。
That in the Muslim religion, there's this teaching that if you go to Mecca, the city of Mecca,
大概抵得上你自己平常80,000次的祷告。
And that that trip to Mecca is worth more than 80,000 times of your personal prayer.
那这样将来有钱的回教徒在天上的冠冕一定很多哈。
So imagine those rich Muslims, they might have more crowns in heaven.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们不需要到麦加，不需要到耶路撒冷去。
But we don't have to go to the city of Mecca or Jerusalem.
我们用心灵和诚实就可以来到神的面前。
In truth and in spirit, we can come before God.
哎呀，凭着信心，我们直接进到幔内。
By faith, we enter into the most holy place.
这是我们每一天都可以有，而且也都应该有的生活。
This is something we ought to have.And experience daily.
那求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们的祷告不仅不是在外面的。
Not only that our prayer will not stay in the hour level.
让我们重视祷告。
That we will love to pray.
抓住机会来祷告。
And we'll take every opportunity to pray.
凭着信心来祷告。
And then we pray with faith.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们真用信心调和在这件敬虔的事上。
If we combine faith with all these godly practices.
你就再也不会像我从前说的，有的人为了省下他谢饭的时间，他买一整袋米来的时候就为整袋米祷告了。
Then, the story I told you would not happen. Someone would try to save the time of saying grace before every meal. So, he would say grace when he buys a sack of rice.
你也不会去那里斤斤计较说这个吃宵夜要不要祷告啊。
And you would not even ask.So should we pray and say grace when we have midnight snack?
以前有一个人问他们教会的牧师，那牧师告诉他说，3块钱以下的不需要祷告。
Some people ask their pastor, and the pastor says, if the food is cheaper than $3, you don't have to pray for it.
那现在物价上涨了，10块钱以下的可以不用祷告了。
Now maybe they raise the price.Anything under 10, you don't need to say graceful.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果我们真在敬虔的里面，不是真在信心的里面，调进敬虔的生活，我们都不一样了，对不对
？If we combine faith with our godliness, everything will not be the same anymore.
哦，连你坐在底下听到，你都会用信心与所听见的道调和。
Even when we are listening to a sermon, we'll combine with our faith.
当讲员讲得很杂的时候，你里面。不会埋怨，不会在这里批评他，反而会为他祷告。
And then if the speaker does not deliver a very interesting sermon, then we will not complain, but pray for the speaker.
因为信心让我们知道我们的祷告不至于徒然。
Because we know that our prayer will not be in vain.
那第三个在聚会的事情上。
And then in meetings.
你发现我讲的这五件事情。
You look at it, you see all these five things I mentioned here.
我现在讲了两件，准备讲第三件。
I have finished two, and then now we're down to the three.
我讲完五件的时候，你会发现信心在敬虔的生活上最重要的一个作用。
And after we finish five, then you will realize the most important function of faith in practicing godliness.
都是要把我们从这一切外面所谓敬虔的活动带到真实的敬拜，带到神的面前。
Is to lead us before God.Into real worship and all of the forms and activity.
要让我们能够跟神发生直接活泼的关系。
That we will have an intimate, personal, direct relationship with God.
不然的话，这不过只是外面的一个敬虔的行动就是了。
Otherwise, all these things are but godly activities.
你可以有很敬虔的外貌。
You may have the godly forms.
然后圣经上说的，但是却没有敬虔的实意。
Yet you do not have the power.
英文是说 the power. 就没有敬虔的那个力量，那个真实的能力在我们里面。
And you lack the power of godliness.
所以聚会。
So when we are in meetings.
聚会最关键的，马太福音十八章二十节告诉我们。
The most key point is mentioned in Matthew chapter 18.
他说，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，就有我在他们中间。
Says whenever two or three of you gather together, I will be in the midst of you.
那我们请这个现在正在打瞌睡的弟兄姊妹回答我。
I'll ask those brothers and sisters who are falling asleep.
或是现在思想魂游在外的弟兄姊妹，你回答我。
Or that your thoughts are wandering around. Please answer me.
你相不相信神在我们中间？
Do you believe that God is in our midst? It's here now.
标准答案一定是。但是我们需要神把信心放在我们里面。
We all know the right answer, but we need the true faith from God.
如果神真在我们每一个次两三个人奉主的名聚会中间的话，
Whenever two or three of us gather together, God is in our midst.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面整个聚会的内容，我们所蒙福的程度，通通不一样。
Then the content of our meeting and the level of blessings that we receive would be totally different.
这就是为什么有一次有六个弟兄姊妹来我们家开侍奉聚会，我儿子摆了七个椅子啊。
That's why one time six brothers and sisters came to my house to have service meeting and my son set up seven chairs.
他那时候还很小，他说这个椅子是给主耶稣坐的。
He was quite young at that time and he says this seat is saved for Jesus.
他把我父亲送给我最好的椅子放在那边。
And then he placed the best chair that my father gave me there.
然后会后跟我抗议说某某叔叔怎么可以坐到主耶稣的腿上去了。
And after the meeting, he complained how can so-and-so uncle sit on the lap of Jesus that day.
他不仅仅有信心为主耶稣摆了一个椅子。
Not only that, he had the faith to save a seat for Jesus.
他也有信心主耶稣已经坐在那个椅子上。
He even had the faith that Jesus was already sitting on that chair.
所以他会诧异说这个弟兄怎么这么大胆敢坐在主耶稣的腿上。
That's why he was so surprised that this uncle is so daring.That he even sat on the lap of Jesus.
人一长大，这个信心都变了，对不对？
But now he's grown up, and then his faith has changed.
所以主耶稣说，我们要回转向孩子。
So Jesus says we got to turn and to be like
children. 弟兄姊妹，如果我们真觉得主耶稣就在我们中间，
If we really think that Jesus is in our midst.
我们的聚会何等的可贵啊！
Then how precious is our meeting?
教会今天站在因信站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
By faith.We are in such a blessed place.
每一次聚会，天要向我们打开来。
Every time when we gather, the heaven will be open to us.
元首所得着的祝福，那贵重的膏油要流到亚伦的胡须，只流到他的衣襟。
And the blessing of precious anointing oil will be flowing.From the head of Aaron.
所有在聚会里面的弟兄姊妹应该都被圣膏油所膏抹的。
So whenever we're in the meeting, we ought to be anointed by this precious holy oil.
因为每一次我们奉主名聚会的时候，
Because every time we meet in the Lord's name,
基督是教会的元首，教会是他的身体。
Christ is the head of the church, and church is his body.
那贵重的油就浇在亚伦的头上。
And that precious oil will be anointed on the head of Aaron.
元首为我们承受了圣灵里面一切全备的祝福。
The head has inherited for us all the fullness in the body.
而这个祝福要流到他的胡须，流到他的衣襟。
And that blessing will flow from his head to the mustache to his collar.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真看见这件事情，
If we truly see this.
我们主日会迫不及待的想要来聚会。
We would love and cannot wait to come to Sunday meeting.
我们会欢欢喜喜的来聚会。
We joyfully come.
我们里面会充满着期望的来聚会。
And we come full of expectation.
因为我们知道今天主在这里。
Because we know today Lord will be here.
主要对我们说话。
And the Lord will speak to us.
主要对我们显现。
And he will show himself to us.
主要再把他的祝福倾倒下来。
And he will pour down on us his blessings.
报纸上说死去的这位教宗是历代以来最亲民最跟百姓们在一起的教宗。
According to the newspaper, the Pope that just passed away is the most friendly to the multitude.
很多老百姓想要见他都可以在他这个定期举行的弥撒里面去见到他。
Many people get to see him face to face in the masses that he conducts.
但弟兄姊妹，他再降卑比不上我们亲爱的主。
No matter how humble he is, he cannot be even compared to our Lord Jesus.
他再愿意跟人在一起，他仍然受到了时空的限制。
No matter how willing he is to see the general population, he's constrained by space and time. But yet our Lord can be with us anytime.
不管你是 Cupertino 的聚会, Campbell 的聚会, Fremont 的聚会,
whether you meet in Cupertino, in Campbell, or in Fremont,
不管你在美国, 在中国, 在非洲, 在任何地方, 只要有人奉主的名聚会, 我们的主就降杯地来到他们的中间。
Whether you meet in China, in America, or in Africa, anywhere you meet, our Lord will humbly come to our meeting and meet with us.
要用信心与所听见的,
Combine the promises that we hear with faith.
弟兄姊妹,
I hope that from now on, any time we meet with faith.
不然的话,
otherwise, our meeting will be of a routine or of a habit.
而且请弟兄姊妹,
and please pay attention, be aware of the enemy.
你会发现你要来聚会, 仇敌就千方百计, 用各样的方法来打岔, 来搅扰, 啊, 孩子出门前, 拉肚子, 或者家里面发生什么事。
Beware of all the hindrances and obstacles the enemy has placed in your life, so that you cannot come to the meeting.
你们还记不记得我以前讲, 有人说礼拜天, 基督徒都得了一种怪病。
I don't know if I mentioned to you, Christians seem to have some type of sickness on Sundays.
他们叫做 Sunday morning syndrome, 啊, 礼拜天早晨的这个并发症。
It's called Sunday morning syndrome.
就是礼拜天早上起来特别累。
It's that you when even more tired on Sunday morning.
来到聚会的里面呢, 特别不能集中精神。
And then we just cannot concentrate when we're in the meeting.
啊, 特别疲倦。
More tired than ever.
特别不想开口, 不想讲话。
We're unusually reluctant to speak.
更不要说祷告了。
Let alone praying.
所以嘴巴都不想开。
We don't even want to open our mouth.
那他说这个 syndrome 非常普遍。
And the syndrome is very common.
而且每个礼拜天几乎都发生。
And it seems to occur every Sunday.
而且更稀奇的是呢,
What's even more strange?
它只有几个小时而已。
It only lasts for a couple hours.
等到当传道人牧师一讲聚会到时结束的时候,
And then when the minister says, okay, our meeting ends here.
他突然变得很想讲话了。
All of a sudden, the desire to speak comes back.
他精神也来了。
And then they all become energetic.
啊, 什么力量都恢复了。
And everything is revived and restored.
这叫做 Sunday morning syndrome.
And this is the Sunday morning syndrome.
弟兄姊妹啊, 我们虽然好像是一个幽默,
even though it sounds like a humor,
可是你在经验里面是不是这样?
But is it true for us?
啊, 所以我们要晓得其实仇敌不希望我们来亲近神。
So beware that the enemy doesn't want us to draw near to God.
仇敌更不希望我们在信心里面的亲近神。
And he doesn't want us to draw near to God in faith.
所以讲到聚会, 我们顺便讲侍奉好了。
And then we go to service.
侍奉也一样。
The same with service.
哥罗西书3章23节告诉我们, 无论做什么要从心里做,像是给主做的。
The book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, whatever we do it unto the Lord.
这叫做信心调和在我们的侍奉。
And this is what it means to combine our faith in our service.
因为什么呀,这个道理每一个人都知道。
I'm sure every one of us understands this.
可是为什么我们在服事上会有埋怨呢?
But why is that we still have complaints when we serve?
为什么我们在服事上会有比较呢?
Why is that we still compare with others?
我常常讲说, compare, compete, complain.
Just like we compare, we compete, and we complain.
你会比较,你就会有增进, 有增进到最后就有抱怨。
If we compare, then we will compete, and then the result of a compete is complained.
可是如果信心增在我们侍奉中的时候,
but if we really have faith when we serve,
主说无论做什么,
the Lord says, whatever we do,
他从心里面做, 换句话说就是干干心心的,
do it out of the heart, very cheerfully and voluntarily,
然后像是给主做的,
as if we're doing it unto the Lord.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 如果你在你每一个服事上都知道是做给耶稣的话,
if we know that everything that we do in service, we do it for the Lord,
每一个服事都是荣耀啊,
then every service is glorious,
每一个服事充满了生命和祝福,
and every service will be full of life and blessing,
每一个服事都充满了永恒的价值,
and every service has eternal value.
不管我们做什么,
whatever we do,
我们从心里面做,
we do it out of heart,
我们坐在主的身上,
and do it unto the Lord.
所以主说你们无论, 你们坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上, 就是坐在我的身上。
That's why the Lord says, whatever you do to the least of these brothers, you are doing unto me.
弟兄姊妹看见了没有?
Do you see?
信心要在敬虔中来运用, 来操练。
We have to exercise faith when we train ourselves to be godly.
所以也可以, 可以请你们再花10秒钟, 15秒钟想一下, 好不好?
I will ask you to spend another 10 to 15 seconds.
你如果是做饭食的,
if you're in the cooking service,
你愿不愿意把自己一个很清楚的意念和目标放在你的心中?
Are you willing to place in your heart a very clear goal?
我预备饭不是给弟兄姊妹,
that you recognize that whenever I cook, I don't just cook for my brothers and sisters, but I'm cooking for the Lord.
你是私情的, 虽然是在教会里面服侍, 但是你要知道你是弹给主听。
And if you're playing the piano, you have to realize that you're playing for the Lord.
好, 弟兄姊妹, 我们在这里搬运, 我们是为了在这里,
if we're moving the equipment, we're doing it for the Lord. Actually, the Lord is in every single service.
人子来不是受人的服侍,
because Jesus himself says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Out of our love for the Lord, when we serve him,
主非常甘心的束上带子, 要为我们洗脚, 祂要来服侍我。
Just like the Lord will gird up himself with the towel and wash our feet.
最后一件我们讲到奉献。
And lastly, we'll mention the offering.
弟兄姊妹, 奉献, 讲到我们这个人的奉献,
this is a consecration of ourselves.
讲到我们时间力量的奉献,
we offer our energy, our time.
讲到我们在财务上的奉献,
and offer our money.
同样的信心在这件金钱的事情上,
then faith has something to do with this too.
它最关键的一件事情, 要让我们知道献祭是献给神。
The key point is to know that when we offer, whatever we offer to God.
整个奉献的关键两个字,
the key point is for him.
如果我们所有的奉献是为着主,
if all our offerings is for the Lord,
你不要说我们钱财的奉献, 我们会甘心舍得,
not only that we willingly offer our money,
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 我们这一生属神, 我们都甘心,
then we will willingly offer our entire life to him.
但是如果不是为他的话,
but if we do not do this for him,
特别我们很多时候奉献上这个不够荣耀神, 不晓得你们有没有过这些经验,
then, especially sometimes we have some experiences that are not very glorious.
要奉献的时候就在想说, 哎呀, 这1000块钱, 我可以给家里面买一套新沙发耶。
That when we are to offer our money, we might have some other thoughts and reservations, thinking I can use this money for something else.
哎呀, 我这几百块我可以买一个 pocket PC, Palm Pilot.
Or I can use this to buy a pocket PC, Palm Pilot.
或是买一个 iPod, 现在最 hot 的。
Or for an iPod.
弟兄姊妹，我们会在这里比较。
So we might have some reservation and calculation.
我们会舍不得。
That we will not be willing.
那甚至我们会斤斤计较, 到底应该税前呢, 还是税后呢?
And then I will be very calculating, say before tax or 10% after tax.
或是我们会在这里等, 哦, 看看别人有没有先奉献, 解决了我就不用了。
Or we might wait around and to see if the church has enough money, someone else's offers, then I don't have to offer.
啊, 结果发现这个大会主席报告钱够了, 啊, 我们赶快拍手。
And then if the church announced, okay, we have enough fund and we applaud and I don't have to offer anymore.
我不需要锦上添花了。
Then I don't have to offer extra anymore.
弟兄姊妹, 这个奉献在这里, 有斤斤计较, 有这些的感觉, 都说到我们还没有认识什么叫真奉献。
If we have these reservation or calculation, that means we have not recognized the true meaning of offering.
奉献的关键,
the key point is for him.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 当玛利亚把那个香膏献给主的时候,
when Mary offered the perfume to the Lord,
那件事情大大摸着主的心,
that pleased and satisfied the Lord's heart greatly.
那个香膏香了2000年了, 到今天还在香,
and the fragrance of that perfume lasted more than 2000 years until today.
地上所有的钱财, 所有一切我们的财物,
all the money of the world,
它都会毁坏的,
will be one day,
但是交在主的手中,
will one day perish. But if we offer into the hands of God,
神就为我们继续在天上,
God will store it for us in heaven.
而它的价值是永恒的,
and that value will be lasting.
我常常说一瓶香膏怎么可能香2000年,
I always wonder how can the fragrance of that bottle of perfume last 2000 years.
如果有这样子的话, 年轻人也不用一天到晚再跑出去买香水了,
if there's really such perfume, then we can just get one for the rest of our life.
玛利亚的香膏香两千年。
And yet the fragrance of Mary's perfume lasts 2,000 years.
你要知道，当我们把我们自己或我们的拥有交在神手中的时候
，So we have to realize that when we offer ourselves and our possessions into God's hand,
为着他，为着爱的缘故，在信心里面交给神的时候
，For Him, for the love of God, and by faith we offered it to Him.
那个东西就达到了这一生最大的价值。
And that thing will achieve its ultimate maximum value.
香膏是这样。
And it's the same with perfume.
寡妇的两个小钱是这样。
The same with the two coins of a widow.
我们的时间，我们的恩赐，我们一切的力量奉献出来，在神的眼中也是这样。
The same with our energy and time and money that we offer to God.
最后最关键的就是我这个人。
And lastly, it's ourselves.
如果我奉献给神的话
If I offer myself to God,
这是我这一生最高的价值
And that will achieve the ultimate purpose of my life.
结束的时候给你们讲一个小小的故事
Lastly, I will tell you a story.
我好几年前讲过了
I told you several years ago.
有时有一个人非常喜欢逛 garage sale.
There was a person who loves to shop around garage sales.
他叫 Bob. 他有一天他常常逛街回来买了一大堆东西他太太都骂他
And then he often buy things and then his wife would not appreciate
就是花钱去买一些没有价值的东西
His wife always says Why do you spend money on something worthless?
那有一天他又出去逛逛了 一整个早上他没有买到什么东西
One day he went out and spent the entire morning didn't get anything
在他准备要回家的时候想说再看最后一家
As he was about to come home he says Okay, one last stop
他又看到一辆烂烂的摩托车、哦、已经都生锈了。
And then he saw this beat up motorcycle.
那个 叫哈雷的摩托车，好了，买回家。
It's a Harley Davidson.
都已经生锈了，人家卖他35块。
And then it was all rusted, and it was the list price is $35.
那个主人跟他讲说，这个摩托车买来以后，我从来没有踹过，因为都锈了，所以我不知道它。还有没有任何价值
？The owner says, "I never tried this motorcycle because it's all rusted, so I don't know if it will run anymore."
所以35块，他扛了一团破铁回家。
So for $35, he got this beat up motorcycle.
又被他太太骂了一顿。
And of course, his wife scolded him.
所以他就丢在后院里。
So he just leave it in the backyard.
那有一天他突然有空的时候，他去摩托车上面，看了一下这个什么牌子，他就打电话给那个经销商。
But one day he looked at the brand, the model name, and then he called the dealer, motorcycle dealer.
他说我买了一辆烂摩托车，你可不可以告诉我怎么样子让它可以再发动，我可以用它
？He says I bought this old junky motorcycle. Can you tell me how to make it run again?
那个人就告诉他说，你上去把那个什么 model 名字上面的号码抄下来给我。
So the dealer says, please tell me the model name of this motorcycle.
所以他抄了以后，他就告诉那个人。
So he told the dealer the motorcycle.
那个人说：“你等一下，我帮你去查。”
And he says, "Okay, wait a minute, let me go check my records."
然后他去查了以后，很久没回来。
And for a long time, he didn't come back.
他正准备挂电话的时候
，As he was about to hang up the phone,
那突然换了一个人回来接他的电话。
Another person came to answer the phone.
他说：“先生，对不起，耽误你这么长时间。”
Sorry to keep you holding for so long.
他说：“你可不可以再回去一次？”
Can you go back to your motorcycle one more time?
你把那个坐那个摩托车的椅子拉起来。
Lift up the motorcycle seat.
你可不可以看看底下有没有刻什么字
？To see if any engraving on it.
所以他又回去了，把摩托车椅子给拉起来。
So he went back and lift up the seat.
结果底下写的刻了一行字，是猫王的名字在上面。
And then, it has the name of Elvis Presley, the King of Rock.
你知道美国有个猫王
？Engraving on it.
为什么取猫王不请狗王啊？
King of Rock.
King of Rock. 那个石头王。Anyway, 回来以后他告诉那个人。
And then he came back and told the dealer what he saw.
然后他就告诉他。
And then so he told the dealer.
他说、
oh, the dealer told him.
他说我们公司的老板授权给我。
I was authorized by the man, the owner of my company.
我$300,000给你买这个摩托车。
We will pay you $300,000 to buy this motorcycle.
他一听他整个吓住了，35块钱买的。
He said he was speechless. He paid $35 for this.
然后现在变得涨了10,000倍，几乎10,000倍变成30万美金。
And the price went up, 10,000 times.
他说等一下，等一下。他说我你让我想一想。他把电话挂断。
He says, give me some time. I need to think about it.
然后过两天，一个电视节目主持人 Leo 还是什么打电话说我们出五十万。
And 2 days later, a show person from TV company called and said, we'll pay you $500,000.
弟兄姊妹啊, 一团破铁, 破铜烂铁,
it appeared to be a piece of junk.
上面写个猫王,
just because of it has engraving the Elvis Presley.
整个价值从35块变成30万美金, 50万美金。
The value has gone up from $35 to $500.
什么时候我们把自己放在祭坛上面?
Whenever we place ourselves on the altar.
我们身上刻的不是猫王狗王, 是万王之王。
And the engraving on us is not King of Rock, but King of Kings.
这个人是属我的。
It says, this person belongs to me.
整个价值就不一样了。
And the value will be different.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 我们的恩赐放在祭坛上面。
If we offer our gifts,
我们的钱财, 我们的时间, 我们的力量,
and our energy, our time, our money.
它的价值都在于谁来拥有它。
The value is up to who will use them.
我们每一个人都有自己的主人。
We all have our masters.
不是神,
whether it be God,
就是马门, 就是撒旦,
or money, or Satan.
弟兄姊妹, 我们愿意做谁的仆人呢?
Whom do we want to serve?
我们愿意把自己献给谁呢?
Whom do we want to offer ourselves?
真信心, 叫我们为着爱他的缘故, 把自己一切所思所有奉献给他。
True faith will lead us into consecrating ourselves to God because we love Him.
把我们的信心调和在我们这一切的敬虔里面。
Let's combine faith with all godliness.
读经来到这位说话的神面前,
when we read the scripture, come before God who speaks to
祷告,
us.
祷告叫我们在圣灵中与这位听祷告的神相会。
When we pray in the Holy Spirit, we meet this God.
我们聚会, 我们来到神圣的同在中。
When we in the meeting, we come before His holy presence.
我们侍奉, 我们这一切是坐在主的身上。
When we serve, we do everything for the Lord.
而我们的奉献,
when we offer, whatever we offer, be it holy for God.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 在敬虔上要操练自己, 因为有今生和来世的应许。
Let's train ourselves to be godly because it holds promises both for the present life and eternal.
这话是可信的, 是十分可佩服的。
And this is a trustworthy saying that deserves all our attention.
我们唱563首。
I've seen the hymn of 563.
我们只唱第一节。 563首啊,563首。
Let's practice to combine it with faith. So we don't just sing it out of a habit. But by faith we come before God who loves us dearly. Out of our heart, let's sing that I have a longing for Jesus. Jesus, I love you.
虽然我知道你常常在我的身旁,
I know that you're always with me.
但是我要渴望亲自见着你的面,
but yet I still long to see you face to face.
我要渴望在圣灵里面真实地经历到你的同在,
I long to experience your holy presence in the Holy Spirit.
我希望我一切敬虔的生活再也不一样,
so that my godliness will no longer be the same.
来, 我们准备一起, 我们带着渴慕, 我们 们再唱。
I sing again with a longing heart.
我心中即刻听爱慕着耶稣，我心中即刻听爱慕着他，虽然我知道他常在。
在这个神圣的时刻里面，
In this holy moment,
让我们学习来运用我们的信心，
Let's try to exercise our faith,
来操练我们的敬虔，
And train ourselves in godliness,
让我们在信心中来到神的面前，
In faith, we come before God,
让我们在信心中享受主的同在，
In faith, we enjoy His presence.
让我们在信心中将我们的全心全爱来奉献给他。
In faith, we offer ourselves and all our love to Him.
Oh, 亲爱的主耶稣。
Oh, Lord, dear Jesus.
你将救恩做得如此的完全。
That you have accomplished salvation so complete.
你把这一切都放在我们的里面。
And you have given all to us.
只要我们凭着信心，就什么都有。
By faith, we can obtain it all.
亲爱的主耶稣
Lord Jesus
你帮助我们脱离仇敌一切的谎言
Help us to depart from all lies of the enemy
帮助我们脱离仇敌在我们生活生命里面一切的破坏
And all the damages and destruction of the enemy in our lives
救我们脱离仇敌界的罪恶世界和肉体在我们里里外外给我们的辖制
Deliver us from the bondage from Satan and from the world
Oh, 主啊，你告诉我们操练，你的话告诉我们操练身体益处还少。
Your words tells us physical training is of some value.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
But godliness has value for all things.
主啊，但愿在这一切敬虔的事上。
We pray that in all these godliness.
我们常用信心来调和。
That we will combine everything with faith.
好让天能够在地上真实的开始。
So that heaven can actually start from earth.
好让我们所听见的应许和救恩对我们来说不是只是一个理想而已。
So that the salvation and the promises that we hear will not be just an ideal.
成为我们每一天生活的实践。
Will be a reality in our daily life.
哦，让我们在信心的里面常常与主同行。
That in faith we get to walk with the Lord.
当我们每一次读经、每一次祷告的时候
，Every time we read the scripture or we pray.
哦，主耶稣啊，你那么实在的来向我们显现。
That you will appear and show yourself to us.
哦，你那么真实的来对我们说话。
That you will speak to our hearts.
哦，你那么实真实的用圣灵来充满我们。
That you will fill us with your Holy Spirit.
是的，我心中饥渴的爱慕着耶稣。
Yes, I have this deep longing for Jesus.
主啊，我虽然知道你。常常在我的身旁
Even though I know that your presence lingers near me
但是我求你把那个简单的信心赐给我
But yet I pray that you will give me a pure faith
让我能够进入享受这同在的事实
That I get to enjoy this presence
祝福你的儿女们
Bless your children, please.
祝福你的教会
Bless your church.
让你儿女们在这一切敬虔的事上
So that in all these godliness,
不再是枯燥无味或苦苦挣扎
These things will no longer be boring or mere struggles.
让我们能够恩上加恩
That from grace to grace,
在你里面享受在你面前那满足的喜乐
That we get to enjoy this full satisfaction.
那永远的福乐
This full joy.
谢谢主
Lord, we thank you.
我们在将众人都交给你
We commit all ourselves into your hands. Please protect and keep us.
活在信心中
That we get to live in faith.
活在你的爱中
That we live in your love.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.